Hello, Rolene Marks.
Save me from her. Save me from her. She's being hectic today.
Into some kind of...
Yes, existential angst here. Completely.
Completely. I've waded into some kind of argument here on the meaning of life. I'm exhausted just listening to
it. Exactly. I need to ask you something since I've been in Australia. Did you have anything to do with the fact that Frank Lowy is making Aliyah to Israel, just happens to be one of the wealthiest people in Australia?
Well, hashtag asking for a friend.
I had nothing to do with that. I had nothing to do with the Australians telling the Greens off for supporting BDS. I had nothing to do with one of today's stories with the Australian Securities Exchange. It just happens to be pure coincidence that I was there, and we've seen some very positive movements from Australia. But I don't mean that in jest. I mean that, like, wow, I went to Australia and that is so cool. They really, really love Israel.
They really, really love you, actually.
They did really love me, and I was, I really loved them, and a very special koala named Fred.
Really? You and Fred, you're going to take over the world, really?
I don't know.
Does he know your stance on Occupy Barbies?
Fred was completely disinterested in me. The only thing he was interested in were his eucalypt leaves.
Okay, it kind of makes some kind of sense. Rolene, we don't have too much time, and you, Netanyahu, doesn't look like he has too much time either. You're going to have a government. What is going on in Israel today?
Well, first of all, guys, we are wading into completely uncharted territories here. And if nothing is sorted out by midnight tonight, it looks like we're going to elections. So very, very, very complicated situation in Israel at the moment. But what we do know is that, and this is of about 4 minutes ago, is that should we have the current government the way that it stands as per the 9th of April elections, it looks like Israel Katz will be the permanent foreign minister. Now, Netanyahu was criticized very harshly during his last administration for taking on that role. But there are still debates going on in the Knesset as to what is happening, and if it's not sorted out, it will dissolve and we go to elections. Also coming out of that is that Yisrael Bitenu leader Avigdor Lieberman, according to the Likud, is seeking to destroy Netanyahu and supplant him. Now, supplant is a new word, but I've just watched the Game of Thrones finals, and maybe usurp is a better word. Who knows? But one thing we do know is that Lieberman is standing very, very firm on his stance about the ultra-Orthodox having to be conscripted to the IDF, which is one of the main issues that we're not moving forward with this Knesset in forming a coalition. Now, we also have to hear from the opposition, that is the blue and white, Kahol Lavan, which is made up of Benny Gantz's Chosen LeYisrael, or Israeli Resistance Party, and Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid Party, where they've formed the blue and white party. And according to Yair Lapid, even if they do go to another elections, they will, the status quo will remain. They will remain as Kahol Lavan, and Benny Gantz will head the two-party alliance. And adding to that is, will we see the resurgence of the new right, Yemini HaChadash, because Ayelet Shaked and Naftali Bennett were spotted meeting in Tel Aviv today. All I can say is that this is going to be very, very, very exciting. It's also going to cost a lot of money. And Reuven Rivlin, the president, saying just a while ago that he will do everything in his power to prevent Israel from heading towards another election. And he says that he plans to invite the various party heads once again to discuss with him their preferred course of action. So it's where it's all happening, and it's becoming a slinging match of accusations. Yisrael Bitenu saying that they regret the language targeted them from the Prime Minister's office, and really a balagan b'Knesset, as we say. Not a balagan b'boke, but definitely a balagan b'Knesset.
Rolene, I want to engage you on something. We put it out to our listeners. How much say do you think the Israeli, the diaspora Jewry should have in in what is happening in Israel? You know,
it's a fantastic question, and of course one that comes up a lot.
Yeah, I put it out to our listeners, and you know, Ansan saying Israeli politics is totally relevant to us. Another person saying no say whatsoever until you choose Aliyah. Meanwhile, you are entitled to your opinions, which are worth a pipka to the Israeli government anyway. See, only on the station can you say pipka and everybody knows what you're talking about. So what is your personal opinion? And then I also want to ask you about how much cognizance does the Israeli government give to the opinion of diaspora Jewry?
Okay, so let's break it down. So it's very important that we have a strong diaspora that is very supportive of Israel. And we do want to engage on certain issues, in fact, on many issues. And we saw the big breakdown last year with Israel and American Jewry over the issue of egalitarian prayer. And this is where we see, you know, perhaps chasms growing. And I notice it, especially when I travel overseas and I do speak to diaspora communities, the huge chasm between the diaspora and Israel. You know, ultimately at the end of the day, whatever happens in Israeli politics in terms of elections and decisions that affect the Israeli public will be decided by the Israeli public. And I think it's important for the diaspora to take an interest and engage, but understand that these are still issues that happen internally. And I see it a lot, Kath, on issues regarding Netanyahu. You know, many diaspora Jews say, you know, how can you, Israelis not like Netanyahu? He's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. However, domestically, we have a much more complicated relationship with the man. Also, and you and I've discussed it a lot, when it comes to issues where Israel and her neighbors, where things become heated and Israel reacts in a certain way, i.e. we decide not to act in a way that's as harsh as is wanted by some of our diaspora communities, understand that the decisions that are made by the Israeli government are what's best for Israel's citizens and not for everybody else's opinions. So while we do take the opinions of diaspora Jews on certain issues into account, at the end of the day, Israel is still a country for the Israelis, and on multiple other issues will be decided by the Israelis.
Interesting. Yeah, another message coming through saying, as for Israel, would love to have a legal opinion in my and our homeland. Unfortunately, we live here and hope for the best. I'm Israel Chai. Interesting. All right, what is your thought on it? 34519 or 061-895-1019. Rolene, we've only got 2 minutes. Can we talk about this wonderful iftar meal that SodaStream held?
Yes, let's talk about it. So SodaStream are really showing the world that it can be done, that peace is possible and that coexistence is possible. So more than 2,000 Jewish and Arab employees of SodaStream celebrated the traditional Ramadan the breaking of the fast meal, which is called iftar. This was on Monday night at the factory in Rahat. And this really, really highlighted the commitment of SodaStream to fostering peace with a mixed Jewish and Arab workplace. And the CEO, Daniel Birnbaum, says, you know, we learn that when you do things that are good, it's good for business as well. I mean, SodaStream was bought by PepsiCo last year for loads of money. I mean, $3.5 billion is quite a significant amount of moolah. But the factory is staying where it is. The employees are staying where they are. And all that will happen is SodaStream will remain an independent unit within PepsiCo. But SodaStream really is an example of how peace is built. Are you paying attention, politicians? And are you paying attention, certain folks in South Africa, Lindiwe Sisulu? I'm talking to you, BDS.
So you don't just write her long letters? Is that what you're saying? You actually talk to her over Chai FM?
I'm actually going to put them on blast on air because I'm sure that there are members in their offices. We know BDS is an avid listener to Chai FM, which I think we should take as a huge compliment, guys.
BDSM?
BDSM, yeah.
BDSM. Yes, ones to like to inflict punishment and masochism on the world. But this is what happens when people talk to each other. Great things happen.
All right, and that is where we leave it today, Rolene Marks.
And I'm so glad
I will
you
chat
stand.
To you guys again tomorrow. As you can see, I did not leave the soapbox behind in Australia. I bought it home.
Thank you, Ro. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Bye.